You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The UEFA Super Cup, it's from Tbilisi. Early. And it's the Champions League winners against the Europa League winners. Barcelona 4-11, the draw 7-2, Sevilla 8-1. A little bit of team news that I've picked up over the last couple of days. Neymar's a doubt. Well, he's not going to play. He's got mumps, which is an interesting one, isn't it, to miss a game with.
Definitely.
Barcelona still win?
I think so, yeah. I mean, you know, the pre-season hasn't been particularly great. I mean, they did beat Roma, though, in the last friendly they played. They played in that International Champions Cup, lost to Man United, lost to Chelsea, lost to Fiorentina. The one thing that I noticed about those games, though, was that a certain Mr. Suarez was in the goals. They had Messi and Neymar in the team for the Roma game as well. They both scored, as did Rakitic, who, you know, who's a lot of people, you know, love Rakitic and love the way he finished the season last year. Sevilla just haven't been scoring many goals, you know. I just, you know, you kind of fear for them, don't you? Any team who can't score enough goals, I fear for them when they come up against Barcelona, because they will always score goals. You know, they're a bit skinny. But I do expect them to win the first major trophy of the season, to be honest. You look at the games last season between these two. 2-2 in Seville back in April, Messi and Neymar both scored, went 2-2 and ended up drawing 2-2. Barcelona beat them 5-1 at their place in November when Messi got a hat-trick. Rakitic scored there as well, as did Neymar. 4-1 in Seville the time before that, and Messi got two. Barcelona won 3-2 at home the game before that. Interestingly, when Rakitic scored against them, Messi also scored there. So you can probably see where I'm going here. Messi loves a goal against Sevilla. I'm not really reinventing betting here by saying that I think Messi will score in the match. But I mean, he's 8-13 to score at any time here, which I don't think it's the worst price in the world for him to get on the score sheet. Already scoring in pre-season, of course. So, you know, I think that's decent. We haven't got the headline offers as yet, but you know, I think that the Messi to score and Barcelona to win, if that's available, is well worth a look at. I mean, Barcelona to win and both teams to score is decent as well, given those previous encounters when both teams have scored in each of those games that I've just mentioned, with Barcelona winning healthily on three of the four occasions. So yeah, I mean, I think Barcelona will win it. I think they've got too much for everyone in that division at the moment. So yeah, they'll win it. It's just whether Seville can score or not, and I think they probably can. The Barca manager's been talking about the need for them to be better defensively in those pre-seasons, and he pointed to the Roma game and saying, "We'll finally got our defence sorted out." Well, you know, it'll be interesting to see if that was if they have got the defence sorted out, or if that was just a good night. I'll go for Barcelona to win, both teams to score, and Messi anytime. Messi to score in a Barcelona win as well is my favourite bets.
Messi on the win cast is 10-11. If it is enhanced for the headline offer, then you're going to get better than even money, aren't you?
Yeah.
So that'll be a good bet. I was just trying to squeeze a bit of value with the both teams to score angle, but it's prohibitive. 8-13 for both teams to score. So I thought, yes and over 2.5 goals, 5-6. Bit skinny, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the early goals are a real feature in the matches between these two as well. I mean, that 2-2 draw, three of the four games came in the first half. In the 5-1 win before that, two of the goals were in the first half. Three of them in the 4-1 win the game before that were in the first half, and so on and so forth. So that, again, it might be another way in if Barcelona managed to start the game really fast. In that Roma game, incidentally, they won 3-0. Messi and Neymar both scored inside 40 minutes. So yeah, again, you know, Barcelona to score over 1.5 first half goals might be a nice way into it. You know, they do like, we saw last season, they love scoring early. So, you know, there's loads of different ways into play this. You can just be pretty safe and say, you know, over 1.5 first half goals, that might be a nice way in. It doesn't have to be the specific team. That's 11-10 for two goals in the first half. You know, it doesn't matter who scores them, and you'll get a better price on the over 1.5 first half goals for Barcelona, 19-10.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all.
No, a few bets there, but yeah. I think goals. I can't see a 0-0 draw.
Cue the 0-0 draw. So should we summarise? Let's summarise. Barcelona will win the Super Cup.
Yes. If 4-11 draw kind of price, then go for it. Otherwise, you're going to need to look for a little bit more value, whether that's adding in a both teams to score or a Messi goal or an over 2.5. That's up to you, really. But yeah, I think Barcelona do win it.
Barcelona to win and both teams to score is 8-5.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.